Hello, everyone, and welcome to AudioMo Day 13 for June 13th, 2016. I'm Darcy Bernard, DHS Darcy on Twitter, and we are almost halfway through this thing. I'm not sure if anyone actually listens to my stuff, but welcome if you do. Well, today, Apple had their WWDC keynote, kicking off their week of their Worldwide Developers Conference. And so that's what I've been focused on for the last several hours today, watching the keynote, doing the podcast about it, recording the podcast, editing and posting the podcast, and then now I'm getting caught up with to see what I've actually missed, because there's a lot of stuff that we've missed from the keynote. So I'm not going to talk about the keynote now, because I've done a lot of that in the podcast today, and I know there's a lot of stuff I don't know about. There's been a lot of developments that I'm not aware of. So I may talk about it tomorrow, kind of giving my thoughts on things. But I thought I would talk a little bit about today. Man, I can't talk. I am out of it, I guess, from doing all this stuff. But I thought I might talk about doing the accessibility podcast, because we have had people on Twitter, on the accessibility, tweet us and ask how we produce the show, and I thought I might go through that briefly, for anyone who's interested. It probably will be kind of boring, but who knows. All right, so it's different this time because we had an event to cover, but normally we have about 2 weeks between shows, and all of us who are regulars on the podcast, we have a Slack group that we communicate in, but we also have a shared reminders list, and if anyone finds anything, an interesting story, they'll put it in the reminders list, and then I don't know when he does it, but prior to the show, Josh will take all those reminders and assemble a list of topics. When it comes time to record, what we do is I use, there's two apps I use while we're recording. First is Nicecast, which does the live stream for anyone who wants to hear. And I use the app Call Recorder. I used to use Audio Hijack, and I still really like Audio Hijack, but the reason I use Call Recorder, there's a couple reasons. First, it just comes on automatically with every Skype call. And since I only really ever use Skype for podcasting, it's not really a problem. It just automatically starts recording. Also, I can put markers in the file as I'm recording so that later on, if there's a point where I need to edit, I can go back to those markers. And I'll also mark, I can potentially mark if there's something that I think's worth having as a pre-roll or a topic change. Okay, so once the podcast is done, then I have this file that Call Recorder made, and it's a multi-track QuickTime audio file. And the first thing I do is I open that file in Amadeus Pro, and I extract the markers. I have to do it this way because it's really weird if you don't. I extract the markers. Then I use the Movie Tools application that comes with Call Recorder. And that can take the QuickTime file and extract the audio from it. And it extracts it in two separate AIFF files. There's one of them is my voice, and the other one is the Skype track. And I will bring those into... I'll create a new thing in Amadeus Pro and bring in both of these as two separate tracks. And then I'll import the markers. So then I've got a multi-track Amadeus Pro file with the markers that I've made while recording. So at this point, I can adjust my levels versus the levels of everyone else and try and get them equal. Or if there's something, say while someone else is talking, if there's something that happens on my end, some loud noise I want to get rid of, I can get rid of that on my track. The eventual goal is for us all to record our own tracks and we'll put that together. I really want to do that because I think it'll improve the audio quality of the podcast. So that's the eventual goal. There's some technical reasons why we can't right now, but that's the eventual goal in the not too distant future. So I do the editing. I do whatever editing I need to do. And while I'm doing it, I find the topics that the topic changes, and I will make markers. And in the marker editor in Amadeus, I'll give them names. So then when I'm all done with that, then I bounce the file to a single track AFF file, and I run that through the levelator. And I have to think of another approach for this soon, because the levelator is kind of on thin ice. The developers aren't really supporting it anymore, and that always sort of makes me nervous to run software that is no longer being supported. So I'm going to have to come up with another solution at some point. Anyway, so then I bring the file back into Amadeus once I've edited it, or once I've levelated it. Yeah, that's an easy word to say. And I'll put on the opening and the closing, and if there's like a pre-show or a pre-roll or after-show or anything like that, I'll put those in. And I will use the computer. If you listen to the podcast, if you don't listen to the podcast, I can't imagine you listening to this, but the title of the show is always announced by the computer voice. I actually just do that in the terminal. You can type say space dash R200, which is rate 200, which is what I found works really well. And then you put in quotes the phrase you want. And then after that, you can put, there's another dash O and the file name, and that'll export an audio file, an AIFF file of whatever Alex said or whatever voice you want to use. And so that's what I do. And then I'll put that in. And then I will export the markers again. And, man, this is really boring, even as I describe it. But I wonder if anyone's still listening. Anyway, export the markers. Save the file to MP3. And then I open up the file in Fission, the MP3 file in Fission, which is a lossless audio editor that from Rogue Amoeba, which I don't really use that much. I think I got a deal on it when I bought it, and I haven't really found it to be super useful, but it is useful for this one task. I can then bring the markers in, I can import the markers, and I can save the file as a bookmarkable MP3 file, which then gives you the chapters when you play back the podcast. And people seem to really like that, and I like that for other podcasts, being able to jump around. I think for the kind of show we do, where it's a series of topics, I think that the chapter system works really well. And then, so that there's not really much more after that. I just use Transmit to upload the file to the website. And I write the show notes in Markdown. I'm not going to go too much into detail about the show notes, but I have a template in Text Expander. Like, when I open it, I can fill in the show number and a brief description. And then there's a bunch of checkboxes where I can select, you know, who was on, and it'll put in their Twitter thing. So it'll automatically fill in most of the show notes. And then I use the, the rest of it I just edit manually. But the show notes are pretty simple. Like I said, they're just in Markdown. And then after that, I obviously post it on the Accessibility website. So it's pretty straightforward. There's not really, I'm sure there are ways I could automate some of that. But that's how we do the podcast now, how we produce it. Like I said, the goal is to eventually have everybody record their own track, because I think that will make the podcast sound immeasurably better. But for now, it sounds reasonably good. We go from there, I guess. All right, so I think that's everything I wanted to talk about today. I will be back tomorrow, possibly with thoughts about WWDC. I'm gonna talk about that at some point, I'm sure. Whether it's tomorrow or Wednesday, I don't know. But hope everyone has a good day.